And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
The metaphysical, I'm ready, kind of like SpongeBob SquarePants, where he's actually just declaring that he is ready, but he's not actually, like, ready.
Based on what you're eating, can I say that you're bready?
I hate you.
Believe how bad that cat stank is right now.
Dude, it's fucking horrible. I could light an incense, but then it'll smell like a head shop in here.
Yeah, incense and cat shit is pretty much what most head shops smell like.
Yeah.
On that note, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I have no fucking idea.
We know. SML Podcast, episode 142, I believe. Special guest this week, guest from Canada. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. I'm JS from Chainsaw Some Games, and I live in Canada, as you have said. So we have been working on Night Squad, the game that's been released as part of Games with Gold for Xbox One. Night Squad is basically Bomberman meets Gauntlet. Craziness, 8-player, top-down action. And yeah, it's a friendship breaker, basically.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of that earlier. I pulled up a video of Markiplier and some friends, and there was a whole lot of screaming going on.
I saw four people get stabbed. It was
it was a whole lot of "fuck you, hell, my last place" kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's part of the game design.
I love game design that makes you hate your friends.
Yeah.
Well, you love it then.
That should be a genre of video gaming.
Hate your friends.
Breaker.
I think it's almost like an unsaid category because, I mean, if you think about it.
Mario Party.
Like, there are games that jump to the top of the list where you're like, yep, that's what that is. Like Mario Party, you get Dokapon Kingdom was like my favorite like friendship ruiner. Risk.
I did not enjoy Crystal Chronicles with you and Josh.
Well, we didn't enjoy you. So.
Okay, fair enough.
So, is it Jean or John Jean?
It's Jean Simon.
Jean Simon.
Yeah, that's why I.
JS. We'll just go with JS.
Yeah, JS.
Jay. Well, what's up, Jay? Is Jay good?
JS, yeah.
Okay.
JS. Okay, JS, JS. I can do that.
I get it.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
My French accent is terrible, so I'm not even going to try.
it's all good. I took like 1 year of Spanish in high school, and that was the only extent of me ever attempting to try and learn another language.
It's still more useful than my 2 years of Latin.
True.
Not when the only thing that you retain from your Spanish class is Come Merdia y Muerto el Bendito de Derriere, which is literally just eat shit and die, you ass bandit.
Okay, that's totally something you could use in the
like. That's literally the only thing that I remember from Spanish class.
I was like, when I was in Japan, the only phrases I knew were "No thanks, I'm here for the suicide," and "You are as grand and immobile as mouse." So the only two phrases I could speak in Japanese. I forgot how to say both of them.
What was that first one?
Thank you. I'm here for the suicide.
In Okinawa, when I was there, the red light, not red light district, but there was a lot of juicy bars, which are kind of above ground red light districts, right off base. And these little 5 foot tall, we called them mama-sans, you know, the old women who ran the place, would physically grab you and try to pull you in. So I just learned a few phrases that were just so off the wall that they would actually look at me and go, "No, you know, come in."
Wow.
No, thank you. I'm here for the suicide.
Yeah, and you are as grand and immobile as Mount Fuji. They did not appreciate that compliment.
Please teach us how to say that first one.
You need to figure that one out again. And then tell us how to say it.
Okay. That'll be my homework.
That's your homework.
Oh, you don't remember it?
He doesn't remember
it. No, I said I don't.
I was paying attention. I listen to Pappy. I do.
Why?
Because he You know, I don't know,
you
actually.
Know it doesn't matter. The person who matters is JS. So you are from the amazingly named Chainsawsome Games.
I am.
Where did that name come from?
Oh my God, that's a good one. Me and David were at another game studio in Quebec called Frima Studio at first, and that's where we met. And we kept sending chainsaw videos, and it kept getting like more absurd every single time we sent a new one. And at some point, we're like, hey, let's try doing our things and build our own game studio. And we were like, hey, well, how are we gonna name it? And well, the chainsaws came to mind, and then we tried to find some kind of like pun that we could with that, and that's how Chainsawsome Games came to be.
It's a good
that's
pun.
That's why we actually named it. But yeah, I know it is, but it's actually it's the worst at the same time, because I'm just either you're gonna see Chainsawsome Games and you're gonna smile and laugh about it, or you're just gonna be like, chains what? So it's either really good or really bad.
Well, I mean, that's that's the illiterate person's problem, not yours.
Yeah.
Combining two words is hard.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Especially not when you're literally just it's not like you're even changing some of the letters of the parts of the words that you're using.
True.
Like, it would be different if you were trying to spell it differently or goofy or whatever, like.
Yeah, then again, America is also the country where people say would of instead of would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's global. I mean, when I I live in a French place in Quebec. Everything is French. And when I actually show like the company name, I mean, usually people don't even try saying it because they're like, what? So yeah.
What are some good mispronunciations you've gotten?
Oh God. Hey, I should actually keep track of that, but I mean, usually people just say it super slowly and they go like Chainsawsome Games. it literally always finishes up with like a question mark. It's we should have just added a question mark at the end of the studio name, because it's how people say it. Chainsawsome Games. So yeah.
Chainsawsome.
Yeah, you have to get like some kind of like incredibly Asian guy to try and
Chainsawsome.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh God, that would be awesome.
Chainsawsome.
There you go. And then now your next
that's
game.
That's also how you tell someone that you're just there for the suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, according to Google Translate, is Nani mo watashi wa jisatsu no tame ni koko ni iru anata ni kancha shimasen.
That is way too many syllables to say that.
I know. It's Google Translate. So for all I know, I just told everyone I'm a fish. Thank you.
Which would be factual.
Yeah.
A fish? A fish? What?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
I am a clam fisherman here for the suicide.
Jesus.
So,
well, there you go. But that gives you another... Your next game now has to be like some sort of like ninja-based combat something.
Fish ninjas.
We actually started working on that.
There
fish
you go.
Ninjas?
It's perfect.
Fish ninjas from Chainsawsome Games, coming 2016.
Fish, yeah, fish ninjas. There you go, dude. I have
and
such a hard time saying
like
that. Actually,
and have somebody like actually narrate the intro and have like super Asian Chainsawsome Games.
Yeah. Oh, Chainsawsome Games.
Yep. That could be your like splash screen thing, because everybody always has like. There were a lot of companies that had their, you know, they had their mascots or their, you know, their sounds or, you know, Sega.
Yeah. Sega.
You're thinking like every game from here on out is just some Asian guy go, Chainsawsome Games.
We might want to swing this one by HR before we release it.
Nah.
I mean, I'm the HR department, so it's...
See, it's already cleared.
Yeah. What'd they say? I hope it went well.
Well, it was a long conversation. We talked about the pros and cons of what we would be doing here. We realized it's a terrible idea, but we're going to do it anyway.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
So, Chainsaw Some Games. Is Night Squad the first game you've released?
No, it's not. We've worked on another game before, and it's, I mean, our first game is actually called Beat Blasters 3.
What happened to the first two?
Well, actually, like, it was kind of a running gag where, like, we wouldn't be doing Beat Blasters 4, but then be going backwards. And then at the end, we'd have Beat Blasters the original. That would be, like, the third title. But yeah, Beat Blasters 3 didn't work too well, and so we decided to go for Night Squad instead.
I like that there's a game in your catalog. It's just right to the third one, and that's it.
Someone out there is going insane trying to find them.
Yeah, yeah, like, where's the first two? My collection isn't complete.
Are they, like, super rare, man? I'm on eBay all the time. I can't find it.
Someone found, like, a Chinese
actually,
bootleg.
Like, that happened... That happened more than you can think. Because, I mean, a lot of people are like, where can I find the second? I'm like, well, figure it out. It's no.
Figure it out. Where is it? Fucking find it.
Find it. Just find it.
Yeah.
Tell us what you do.
If nothing comes up on Google, it doesn't exist. Done.
Yeah.
You have to make, like, fake box art and everything for the first two. And just say that there's unreleased prototypes floating around out there.
Oh, God, you'll drive people fucking nuts.
That would be the best troll. Best
studio
trolling
would be actively trolling the gamers.
Oh, that'd be so mean.
I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
I'm definitely keeping that in mind.
So what did that game come out on? Was it a mobile title?
It was a Steam title. Steam. I mean, we... The way we worked at it, we basically decided we would make a, like, start our own game studio. We started working on our first title for about a month or two. We trashed that because it was too ambitious, and then we started working on Beat Blasters. And basically, we had the mindset of build it, there will come, and that's probably the worst idea you can have when you're building a game. So, yeah, so we kind of shot ourselves in the foot for, like, the way we were actually building it. And it was kind of a weird game experiment. And, yeah, it wasn't – I mean, thinking back on it, it wasn't that good of a game. Actually, it wasn't good of a game.
It's kind of rare to hear that kind of admission, though, from the developer. You know, it's like, yeah, we did it. We enjoyed making it, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Well, but you learned from it, obviously, because Night Squad looks like a fun game.
Well, Night Squad is... I mean, I don't have fun playing Night Squad because I've played it so much. I mean, seriously. I mean, I literally played the game for 800 hours. And it's like, yeah. I still play it. It's cool when I'm playing it with friends. But I've played it so much that I'm like, okay. So I need to see people playing it and having fun to actually figure out and be like, oh, well, the game is actually fun. So good. Let's keep working at it.
Yeah, because at a certain point, you'll probably just look at – you need fresh perspective, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What led to the creation of Night Squad? What happened after Beat Blaster 3 that you're like, you know what? Let's combine Gauntlet and Bomberman – and then let's hate each other.
Well, I mean, Night Squad happened before we actually shipped Beat Blasters. It was we game jammed the prototype in 2 days. We won that game jam that we participated in, and we, like, everybody was like, "Hey, where can I buy the game?" And I'm like, "Nope. I'm not selling you that. It's like, it works, but it's, I mean, it's super unpolished and shitty." And so, yeah. So basically, we had about 100 people play it and try it out, and everybody was impressed with the game and they just wanted more. So we're like, let's try building it. So after we were done with Beat Blasters, that was in February of 2014, we decided let's just do a quick game and build Night Squad. So that's how it started, and from there it kind of snowballed when we went to PAX East with our 2 months prototype, and like just everybody was going nuts. We're like, okay, well, maybe we've got something there. We should probably invest a bit more in it. And yeah, at PAX East, we met with people from Microsoft, from Sony, and they were like, well, your game's good. And we're like, okay, well, let's finish it. And so that's kind of how it came to be. And at first, the inspiration wasn't really Gauntlet and Bomberman. It was more of like, okay, well, some friend of ours built a board game that we feel could be a starting point. And it's like, okay, well, it's an 8-player game. It's kind of like that. Let's just put in some more action, make it fast-paced, and try it out. And that's kind of how it came to be. And then after that, we decided, hey, well, it would be cool if we had, like, we could blow up walls and kind of use that inspiration from Bomberman, where we can actually just destroy walls and go through all that kind of stuff.
I'm looking around at the other guys. Like, is anything you want to ask, Pappy? Do you want to?
No, you know, I kind of like that. It's really a humble story, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost kind of like, yeah, we were fucking around one day, and then people said they liked it, so we're like, okay,
if you say so.
Fine, we'll make it.
The funny thing is sometimes like that's really where you get like the best stuff. Because I mean, like, if you go into it with a preconceived like, all right, we're gonna do this and we're gonna make it look like this and da da da, like, you're already setting some sort of expectation. If you kind of go into it just being like, well, let's just see what happens, like, and it just kind of grows organically, I'm sure those are the ones that are way more rewarding.
Yeah. It basically just built up like that, because at first we were supposed to work like 6 months on the game, and that's how we decided it would be. It would be local only, nothing crazy, couple game modes, that's it. But then as people started being like, hey, we really want your game, and Microsoft ended up bringing us to E3 to show the game, and we're like, okay, whoa, maybe
now we have to do things.
Yeah. Now we got to make sure that this is some crazy shit.
So that's kind of where everything started being serious and be like, hey, well, we should probably like add online and all that kind of stuff to make sure that everything is cool, and that, like, I mean, because you don't have 8 people lying in your basement or in your living room to play the game.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. So that's kind of where we decided to go about and build online and all that kind of stuff.
I got to say, the online aspect was a really cool surprise, because we've talked to a lot of developers on the show who they focus more on a local thing because of how difficult the online implementation could be, and they just don't see it as a cost-effective move. Yet you guys, you're just right away, it's like, yeah, we pretty much have to do online.
Yeah, and I mean, at first it was kind of naive, because it wasn't like, hey, we'll do it and it's going to be hard and let's just do it anyway and we'll learn about it. No, it was more like, well, can't be that hard. And yeah, so that's kind of how we started with that. And it was hard as shit, because like... Yeah, I mean, it literally doubled the time we had to spend on building the game. So I can totally understand some people just wanting to go local only. But yeah, in the end, I mean, it's an expertise that we've built up that we can reuse for other games. So it's nothing lost in the end.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. One of my friends online was like, hey, we should play Night Squad online together sometime. And I'm just like, wait, there's online in the game? Because off the bat, when I see an ID at Xbox game that's like a four-player versus or an eight-player versus, I just automatically think it's local
only.
It's
local only, yeah.
Because so many of them are. So, yeah, definitely an awesome surprise to see that you guys went the extra mile and added online to it.
Agreed.
I mean, and at first, I mean, it was super important to have bots. Just like, I mean, you want to play against somebody if you don't have anybody at home. And then after that, we're like, let's just bust our asses off and do online. And I mean, it turned out good, so I'm pretty happy with that.
So what led to you guys getting together with Microsoft to make it an Xbox title?
I mean, it kind of came organically where we met with them at first, and then they were really interested with the about the game. And I mean, naturally, it fits better on Xbox because it's the only platform that supports up to 8 controllers at once. So that's kind of why we went there at first. But then after that, these guys were really interested in game. They really wanted it, and so we got talking, and they really liked us. They really wanted to support the game to promote it. So that's kind of where we were. Hey, well, let's go with these guys. They're pretty cool, and they want our success. So yeah.
And then they went the full mile and put a ring on you guys and made you a game with gold. How did that come about?
Oh, well, that was a lot of talking with a lot of people because it didn't come easily in the fact that, like, we were just talking to them and be like, hey, well, I think the game would fit well with Games with Gold because it's a family-friendly, everybody can play it, it's super easy, you can play online, you can play competitively if you'd like. And yeah, I think it fits well with the audience for that. So we talked with them about that, and they were like, well, let's see what we can do. And then in the end, I mean, I kept poking them. I mean, I was kind of the harasser for that, but yeah, in the end, I just like kept poking them and be like, are you interested with that? Would you like to have Night Squad as part of Games with Gold? And in the end, they went like, hey, well, yeah, that would be cool. Let's try it out.
Do you think that has more of a negative or a positive effect as far as, like, from a business standpoint, like the sales of units?
Well, it depends because, like, right now there's a lot of players playing the game on Xbox, and that's a good thing because, like, I mean, if you want to play online, there's going to be players, and I mean, that's pretty cool as well. And it also helps us getting known as well. So, like, we might have a pretty cool studio name, but that doesn't make us known from that. So, like, just being as part of Games with Gold makes it pretty cool and gives us a lot of players at once. So
this is less about current profit and more about PR for future projects.
Yeah, kind of, but like it's still good because like it promotes the game as a whole. And I mean, I can still sell copies on Steam. So that's a good thing as well.
Do you feel like Steam is kind of oversaturated with games like yours, just because I feel like Steam is one of those kind of platforms where a lot of indie developers will go to and they'll just kind of stick to solely just because of ease of access to a lot of players and you don't really have to worry about like system compatibility issues that often. But because of how cheap games are essentially sold on Steam on a regular basis, do you feel like that's something that could potentially hurt your sales and stuff as well, or no?
Well, I mean, you can definitely see it as like, I mean, I can see it on my dashboard that usually when people will hear about the game, they're either, because I mean, the Steam player has that mentality about Steam sales. They're just going to be like, hey, well, this game looks pretty cool. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to add it to my wish list. And it's, I mean, it's the natural cycle of a Steam game. It's going to be on sale at some point, and I'm going to buy it then. So, like, you just have to play with that. I mean, it's a bit harder than it used to be. That's for sure, because, like, market is... It's flooded with games. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your game doesn't work, there's probably another game that does sensibly the same thing that you're trying to do. So they're just going to go for that if that game is going to be on sale or is cheaper or something like that. So yeah, it's definitely harder. But I mean, you have to adapt. You can't really be like, hey, well, it sucks now that Steam is doing it that way, because Steam is basically the biggest player on PC. So if you don't adapt with Steam, then you're kind of screwed.
Right.
It's actually pretty crazy, because at some point in the last few years, it went from computer games to Steam games.
Yeah.
No one says, I'm going to go buy a game for my computer. You know, they just say, hey, I'm going to hop on Steam and see what's on sale.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, like, they're trying to undo that feeling, I think, because, like, they just announced that for the autumn and the Christmas sales, they won't be having flash sales like they used to do, like that you could just vote, and, like, if that game was the most voted, then you'd have an additional credit on it, because, like, that would basically benefit for these games that were part of the flash sales. So I think they're trying to put it at a point that it's like, if you're having success and you're being like, you're selling well, then, well, we want you to sell more, because, like, we're making money and people are just gonna, like, it's a snowball, and it's not like they're actually promoting the game unless you're super big publisher and you're paying a hefty sum to be promoted, you're not gonna have that effect as they used to do that for flash sales. But yeah, it's still pretty hard to work with that.
I do like that they're getting rid of the flash sales. I think.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of that either.
I think too many people would just sit and wait and be like, well, if it shows up in a flash sale, I'll get it. But $3 for a game is too much. I'm going to wait till it's $2.25 in a flash sale.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then, I mean, I got a coworker who, he only buys Steam games during the Steam sales, but he drops like $300 every time.
See, but you know what, though? I mean, like, I understand from both perspectives, because even, like, you know, if you're trying to game on a budget and, you know, you want to get yourself some new games, it makes more sense to wait until things are on, like, a stupid sale, and then you can pick up, like, multiple titles at once. However, I always worry about, like, I see these games on these summer, like, you know, on some of these Steam sales where it's like, it's supposed to be a $10 game, and they mark it down to like fucking like 80 cents or something retarded. So, like, it only makes me think, like, all right, so maybe they're selling a bunch of them, but how much is this company really making when they should be making?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Steam is going, well, we'll pay the difference.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only thing that I always felt like super guilty about with Steam sales and stuff. Because I understand, like, making it, like, you know, it's digital. So, I mean, it's not like you have to really worry too much about the actual distribution side of it, which is great. But in the same regard, like, you also don't want to sell yourself too short. Like,
yeah. I personally think 25% off is awesome. You know, if I see a $20 game for $15 and I've wanted to play it, I'm not going to pause. It is weird for those people who are like, oh, no, it's got to be 70% off first, you know?
Yeah, but it all depends. You just said it. If you're going to be – if you want to play that game and it's 25% off, I mean, you want to play it. So you're going to be like, hey, I'm just going to buy it. But if you already have like a bunch of games that you're about to play, and you're like, well, that game looks interesting, but, like, I don't know – I don't think I'll have time to play it now, so I'll just wait it out. So that's kind of how it works, I think. And I mean, the people that are putting their games for sale at 90% discount, either these guys just like waited it really long, and they've been having like a lot of cycles of 25% off, and then like 33%, 50%, and then 75%, and then like 3 years later, they've been part of a Humble Bundle. And then, I mean, basically everyone has the game at this point. They're just true. Like, okay, well, I'll put it like super discounted at this point just to go like get the last people I can get before like the game dies out, basically.
Yeah, that's basically like the fuck it level of sales. Like, well,
that's kind of true, because that's my Steam right now only exists to play Don't Starve. And I think it's at that part of the cycle.
You know what? Don't Starve was one of the few games that I got on Steam recently that I was just like, holy shit, man, I want to play this more. And because I haven't really been playing PC games as much as I have been, although we'll get to that later, I feel like I actually would have enjoyed that game more had I gotten on a different platform first. But it was so cheap that I was just like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to get it on Steam.
Yeah,
like,
see, the fuck it level of sales where customers are like, fuck it. It's a buck. Why not?
Yeah.
And developers are like, well, no one else is buying it. Fuck it. Charge a dollar. Maybe more people will play our game.
Yeah.
So it's fuck it for everyone.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose.
Fuck it.
Just fuck it.
Well, we know in sales like that, developers probably aren't getting much money, and I know you can't talk about any kind of specifics, but how does a game with gold title work? Is it like a lump sum, or are you given an amount of money based on the number of downloads there are, or is it like a lump sum and then if it reaches a certain threshold you get bonuses? How does that work?
I really don't know if I'm like allowed to talk about that, but I prefer not actually answering that.
We'll just assume that you're sleeping on a mattress stuffed with dollars.
He's and like Scrooge McDucking it,
stuffed
like
with loonies.
They're all $1 million bills with Bill Gates' face on them.
He's like, these are good at any Microsoft store.
Sweet, So
I can literally use this anywhere.
I can buy a lot of laptops and Windows copies, but that's basically it.
Which, hey, I mean, like, shit, you could resell those. That's fine. True. Like, maybe the conversion rate's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you the same guy who sold 4,000 laptops last month, too? Don't ask.
I'm a game developer. It doesn't matter.
I'm not reselling them. I'm just, like, piling them up and using them for my everyday stuff I'm doing, like keeping a door open or, like...
Dude, you know. Funny. Well, hey, you've been down the video game store. We use original Xboxes for doorstops, so...
You guys remember that website, the Gourd? The Tales from the Gourd.
It was a
game owner, and he did that with the 3D Nintendo thing.
The Virtual Boy?
Yeah, the Virtual Boys. He's like, yeah, we had so many Virtual Boys. We had like four of them hanging from the roof. We used one to hold the door open in the morning when it was a nice day.
Wow, I didn't think there were that many Virtual Boys
back in the day.
Yeah, they apparently all went to his shop.
Yeah, I've always wanted to know more details about how Games with Gold works, but I guess it's just something you can't talk about.
I mean, obviously, for legal reasons, it's kind of tough to find out. But
Joe,
man,
you're just going to have to make a game.
Yeah.
Dude, that's it. We're just going to have to make a game.
Joe, you made a game, and you know how it works now. How does it work? Well, I can't really talk about it.
But I know now, so fuck you.
My curiosity has been fulfilled. Thank you.
Yes, that's all that matters.
I bought a seventh cat.
Would it be sixth?
I would need a sixth first.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to remember.
I'm assuming that once you got the game released, you bought the sixth. And then with games with gold money, you got the sixth.
Yeah.
Well, realistically, no, here's what would happen. Me and Joe, we're gonna make the game together. So we're gonna be a publishing company. We're gonna be a game development studio.
SML Games.
And once we release the game, then once we make the boatloads of laptops from Bill Gates and we resell them on Craigslist, we'll get a mansion, and in that mansion I'll at least have more than enough space for myself that I'll have already gotten myself a cat, so that will be number six.
And Joe will at least have bought Ashley a car that runs 99% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then then we'll just be like, all right, well, fuck it. We might as well just get a seventh cat.
You know what else we would totally own then?
What's that?
Tiger R zones.
Yep. We would, dude, I'd fucking put one in every room.
Someone was selling R zones on Craigslist recently.
Recently?
Yeah. And I was so interested, but they wanted a lot of money because they were sealed.
They were sealed?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, yeah.
Dude, that's retarded.
These are the kind of running jokes we have on our show. Tiger R zones.
There's one for $15.
Yeah, get but it. Dude, a sealed one? What, yeah. Like, could you imagine how many? Like, there can't be many of those in circulation.
Who knows?
Oh my god, it's fucking sealed. I need to find this dude.
I just have a feeling that if we did make a game and like we released it and publishers approached us about making it a free release, somehow the stars would misalign and ours would end up on PlayStation Plus.
I would laugh hysterically. We could probably call the game Fuck Sony and they'd probably tell us to be like, hey, we really want to do this for like
well,
for
we're
PlayStation
not a fan
Plus.
Of the name. Could you put asterisks? Yeah.
Okay.
It's F asterisk CK Sony.
No, I would go two asterisks. I hate the single asterisk.
Really?
I hate it. It's like you're not even trying to censor it. We know what the word is.
So you would name it Fuck S asterisk asterisk Y.
Yes.
Okay.
God.
I get it.
If you can't tell, we're not huge PlayStation fans on the show.
Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah, just the latest iteration. Sony did really well from 1 through 3, but 4 has been kind of a turd.
Yeah.
Well, I don't own a PS4, so I can't really say. Well,
yay, you could be our friend.
I was going to say, you're not missing anything. Like,
oh, okay.
Joe only owns one because of his inherent completionist necessities. He has to have one.
Well,
so
after the fifth one died, I still had games to play. So yeah. I kind of figured, well, why waste all the money I've already put into the system? Let me waste more money
on another system.
The sunk cost fallacy. Rather than counting your, you know, calling it a day, selling the games, you decided that you'd already invested enough and spent more money.
Well, the sixth one has been working fine so far.
Six times a charm, man.
Yeah.
It's very
possible. That's what they always say. Sixth time is a charm. So,
I do want to go back on a comment that you made there, JS, with the whole family friendly, and that's why you're pushing to become Games with Gold. How did you convince them that it was family friendly when you yourself say this is a friendship breaker?
well, it's kind of it's part of our evil plan to like break families down and like it's all very complicated. But at first we had them play it. And they tried it out, and like they didn't see the friendship breaker component yet. So we were kind of lucky on that. But then like it was too late to go back once they actually saw that like families would be broken apart and that like friendships tear to shreds. So like we were good on that side.
So some poor guy in Microsoft PR is just an alcoholic now because of your game.
Probably.
I can't believe I let it get through.
There's a video out there somewhere of a father powerbombing his 5-year-old child.
You little fucker, you beat me for the last time. How much blood is on your hands right now?
Oh, so much. I mean, we have stats in the game, and I know that after 9 days of Games with Gold, 77 million knights had died in
wow.
the game.
Nice.
How many?
77 million.
Jesus Christ.
In 9 days.
In 9 days.
Well, it's been a month. Million? Where are you at now?
I don't know. I would actually figure out the stats right now. It's been about 2 weeks. Let me just get them.
77 million and right. What the
fuck? I will be right back for personal reasons.
Patty's going to poop.
He's going to poo.
Yeah.
I actually, as soon as you get back, that's I might. I don't know. We'll go in shifts. It's like we're still
SML
in the same
shit
room.
Cast.
It's like we're still in the same room. Like,
good Lord.
Hey, man, let me know when you're done in the bathroom.
Tag, you're in. Oh, my Lord.
A yuck. A yuck. So while you're looking, I mean, if I know that you are looking up those stats, but if you can multitask and answer another question, I'm gonna steal Pappy's. Because I just think it's hysterical that he's not here. So when you're not playing your game
or working on
your games, what games do you like to play?
I just finished Axiom Verge like yesterday. I quite enjoyed it. I like these kind of games pretty much, either Metroidvania. I played Broforce as well.
I loved Broforce.
Yeah, it's insanely good. So I played Broforce. I played, basically mostly Steam games, I'd say. But yeah, it's those kind of games.
I still have yet to play a true Metroidvania.
You should get on that. You're missing out.
I think I want to try Shovel Knight.
Well, Shovel Knight isn't really... I mean, it's not really a Metroidvania in the sense that, like...
What was that other one that you were playing?
Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy.
That's a Metroidvania.
Yeah, yeah.
You need Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah, that too. I didn't play it yet, but...
Isn't that just one playthrough and that's it?
Well, there's a lot of exploration, but once you hit a point of no return, that's why you make a save point before.
Yeah, but I want to play the type of, like, I like the kind of almost procedurally generated-esque kind of stuff. Like, I like,
yeah, but a true
like
Metroidvania is just you play through the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Super Metroid, you play through the game. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, you play through the game.
So it's essentially just like an open, I don't want to say open-ended, but the map is more...
it's basically an open-world platform action RPG-ish thing.
Okay.
Like, the Metroidvania name comes from Symphony of the Night and Super Metroid.
Which I've never played Symphony of the Night
was created because they wanted a new Metroid-like game.
Okay.
So they made Symphony of the Night, which was heavily influenced by Metroid.
So should I go back and play those originals to get those?
Sure. They're both fucking amazing games.
Yep.
Okay.
Tell him, JS, tell him.
They're fucking amazing games.
Yeah. See? He knows.
See,
set this motherfucker straight.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I never
you need to play Super Metroid.
I don't know. I was more of a Ninja Gaiden guy when I was younger.
Yeah, you need to play Super Metroid.
Which since I was so into Ninja Gaiden, like I only played my first Mega Man how many months ago?
Like about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played his first Mega Man game a year ago.
Whoa, okay. And what Mega Man did you play?
2.
Okay, so you didn't get to play through Mega Man X and stuff like that.
No, I haven't. I haven't even played another Mega Man since playing 2.
Well, what are you playing?
What am I playing right now? I mostly play Diablo.
Okay.
Like I play Diablo a lot. I started messing around with my PC more again. Like, I started messing around in Planetside 2, and I tried the beta for Siege, which I think I'm probably going to end up buying Siege. Like, I think that's on the top of my list now. That's pretty much all I'm playing currently. I travel a lot now, so even just, like, Hearthstone. I mess around with Hearthstone a lot because I can just have it on my phone. But
yeah.
Aside from that, I mean, I haven't really been... Dude, I fucking bought... I bought Rare Replay for Black Friday.
Did you install it
yet? I installed it, but I never even launched it yet. Like, and I haven't played any games on that entire disc.
Damn.
Like, I haven't played one of those games, except for fucking Off-Road, but I'm not even going to count that.
off-road?
Yeah, there was the racing game.
RC Pro-Am?
RC Pro-Am, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh. It's pretty much the same thing as off-road. Pretty much.
Was that Pappy's groaning back?
Sounds like it, yep.
Are you tagging out then?
I'm going to tag out for a second. Pappy, I stole your question.
Oh, I thought maybe you stole my poop.
No, he stole your question. You got up and left, and he's like, I'm going to ask Pappy's question.
Oh, well, if you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Yes. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I feel like Pappy's question, there's always like a pacing in the interview where the perfect time for that question
yeah,
is.
No, that's fine. I mean, it may be a question I develop, but I don't own the fucking right to ask it.
No, you do. To me, you do.
Well,
and I took that right.
It's the Pappy question.
I feel that it really is up to you to ask the question, so I fucked it up.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
You're welcome.
All right, so I guess Chris is tagging out to go get his poops on.
Yeah, and right. And to put my hummus away and probably grab ice cream.
Good Lord.
Because why not? Fucking why not?
What the hell
so,
show
yeah,
is this?
I have the stats right now for the
oh, I want to hear this before I go.
So yeah, in about 2 weeks and a half, 113 million nights were killed.
Jesus.
That's so many nights.
That is.
It is.
That's Jesus.
What other fun stats do you have at your disposal?
Quickly like that, I'd have to compute them, but I have like a
rage.
Bunch of them.
How many people rage quit in the middle of a game?
Oh yeah, I don't have that.
Broken controllers.
I wish I could have that.
Though. Oh my
Xbox
god, if you could track
off
that
mid game,
dude. All right, so Microsoft, if you're listening, since you're like best buds with these guys, if you're listening, try and implement some sort of update onto the controllers, since you have those types of updates. If the gyroscope or anything like that stops responding or something like that, just assume that it's broken and count it as a broken controller and start keeping a tally.
Now, first off, if Microsoft is listening, send me an Elite controller, please.
Yeah, that too.
Then
hook a brother up,
Chris, his idea.
Then do that thing.
And ignore me.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, I forgot it was a middle-of-the-month game. I thought it was an entire full month.
Well, I mean, it's a full month, but it's starting... it started at the 16th of
yeah,
November.
Yeah, that's why I forgot that it came in the middle of the month. Normally, yeah. When they do, like, the brand-new release, it's usually at the beginning of the month. So, What do you think of Microsoft with the whole Games with Gold situation? A lot of people, they seem to bitch and moan anytime the new games are announced. They're like, oh, another 8-bit platformer retro game. What are your thoughts on them giving brand new releases a spotlight in the Games with Gold program?
Well, I mean, I feel it's pretty cool because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be there, and I feel it's also cool for the players as well, because they get to experience something new, and they're not gonna be like, hey, well, I already have that game, so it's kind of like a lost month.
Yeah. See, I love that they do that with so many months. They offer a brand new game. Me personally, I would rather get a free $10 indie game that I know for a fact I don't own, than people who are like, oh, why can't they give us Dead Rising? It's fucking 2 years old.
But how come Dishonored's not free? It's like, dude, it's $10. That's why it's not free, you know?
It's like, I have that shit. I would rather get things that I know I don't have.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been like, thanking them for that, because they're like, hey, if Night Squad wasn't free, I would probably never have tried it and never played it, and now I'm absolutely in love with the game. So,
yeah, I
like,
think it's a better way to show indie games too. Yeah, because there's a lot of that. Well, I don't know if I'd pick it up, you know, because, you know, it's not from a big developer. I don't know anything about it. You know, a lot of people waffle like that, but oh, it's free, let me just download it and see what I think.
Yeah, exactly.
This game's fucking amazing. I'm glad it was free and I got to try it out.
And then hopefully a lot of those people will follow you as a developer, or if you put out additional content in the future, they'll willingly, you know, pop a couple dollars in your wallet for it, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Is there DLC available for Night Squad? I believe there is. Was there?
There is. Yeah, there is. Actually, like, in the game right now, the free game you're getting, there is 9 different game modes available with different maps for per game mode. And, like, I think you can have up to 11 different knights. And in the DLC, you have 3 pimped-up knights as well that you can unlock with 4 different game modes as well.
So, and how, like, much is the DLC?
It's $5.
See, and people complain about shit like that. And I don't understand why. It's like a whole bunch of extra game modes and characters for only $5 when you got the full game for free.
Yeah.
And it's
as opposed to, you know, a big developer releasing a $60 game and then day one DLC at an additional $20.
Yeah, and it's something that, like, the new game that came out this month, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, there's two of the characters in the game are available as DLC, and I think there are $3.99 each. And there's people complaining about the fact that, oh, well, they just gave us part of a game for free. It's like, no, those characters were always DLC.
Yeah. No, they gave you the game and they then said, if you want the DLC, you can buy it.
And someone's like, oh, well, Activision Blizzard for Diablo, they just release free updates. I'm like, motherfucker, are you comparing a billion-dollar company like Blizzard to an indie developer?
Yes.
Like, they gave you a free game. Support them with $4.
Yeah.
Support Chainsaw them with $5 for the DLC. Like, when we get some Microsoft credit, I'm gonna pick up the DLC.
Joe's like, when I have money, I'm gonna spend it.
I'm gonna buy Rock Band songs first, and then DLC.
Okay. I mean, that your priority.
I have priorities. Rock Band. Sorry, but Rock Band's number one priority for me.
Yeah. Fucking Rock Band. God damn fucking Rock Band.
Yo, actually, we should play some
fucking
Rock Band
game
after that.
Made me play country music for an hour.
An hour.
Yeah. I played, you know, I needed to unlock more stars, so the only ones I had left were these showcases where they all ended up being country songs.
Nice.
I played 12 country songs.
Nice.
So angry.
That's your fault for having 12 country songs.
No, I didn't download a single fucking one of them. I had to play a couple of them more than once, but they were all Rock Band 4 songs.
Sure it was that, what was the Start a Band?
I like that song.
With like the 9 minute long solo.
The nine solos, and they're all fucking great.
Shit, man. It's like 6 minutes long on drums, man. And then you can tell the drummer's bored because it's the same thing for like 45 seconds, and he just goes, brah, and then right back to the same thing again. It's like, this poor bastard gets no love from the rest of the band.
Welcome to country. That's the whole reason why I didn't move to Nashville.
Yeah, the drummer is only there because there needs to be somebody to keep rhythm.
That's it. That is literally the only thing you get to do.
I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
So, Night Squad.
When you're high enough in the start of band, I'm not sure how I like that when you go to vote on a song, it no longer gives you songs. It says shit like a song from 1985.
I like that.
I love it.
Yeah, but remember, I'm still really bad at punk music, so I'm trying not to accidentally pick a Green Day song.
That and Pappy only has like
212
songs.
287 songs.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think you might. I forget what I'm at.
80 of them are Green Day.
See, I don't have the Green Day export.
Well, you can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't. I still never even played the Lego one.
You can't get that exported either.
Mm-hmm. I want to at least just play it and play the songs.
Oh, well, it's on my shelf.
Well, I also don't have a 360 anymore.
I have one out there.
Yeah, okay.
So we are now an hour in. Do we have any more questions for our patient-friendly developer?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
I'd say... T-Rex.
Nice. Yeah. Good times.
He T-Rexed the shit out of stuff.
Yep.
I get it.
So I know you are a new father, and I don't know how much time you have to spare for us. We're going to dive into the rest of our episode talking about current news and other games that we've been playing. I'm not sure if you want to stick around for that or if you wanted to do the whole father thing.
Yeah, I should probably do that before like my lovely girlfriend goes completely nuts with the kid and the dog.
That's Get fair. Off your goddamn computer, you son of a bitch.
Hey, we really appreciate you being on the show. You know, it was cool talking to you about some of the ins and outs of your game.
Well, thanks for having me, actually.
I'm glad you came on. You were welcome back anytime to talk more about friendships that have been destroyed over your doing. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Or forgot to ask, what's coming next from Chainsaw Some Games?
Oh, well, we're fixing all the little stuff that's broken in some part of Night Squad, and basically probably going to rest a bit, because rest is going to be most needed.
And you just had a kid. You're never going to rest again.
No. Why are you telling me that?
That's them's are the breaks.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I will need that. But yeah, then we kind of started working on some prototype, and we're going to see where it leads us.
I look forward to Fish Ninja Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's
Fish
totally
Ninja HD.
But don't tell anyone, please.
All right, we'll do. Promise.
All right, we won't tell anybody if Fish Ninja HD is the next game.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
well, again,
care.
Thank you so much for coming on. It has been a blast to have you. You're always welcome back on. And congrats on the release and congrats on your own personal release with the baby.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye. Have a good one. Oh, man.
Your own personal release.
I think that should go more to his girlfriend than him, though.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, for her to have the release, he had to have the release, so.
Yeah. Oh. So what should we do next? We have an email to go over, we have some news to go over, and we have games that we've played, or that I've played at least.
Well, yeah, games. Well, I need to fold some laundry, Joe, so if you want to start going through your list of games you've played.
Go through your list, because I'm gonna run back out and toss this into the freezer.
All right, so are either of you going to pay attention to this?
I will as soon as I get back from tossing this in the freezer.
All right. There are a number of games to talk about this week. We have been blessed with awesome developers in the past couple of weeks. The first one to discuss is Hand of Fate by Defiant Development. This is one of those games that probably slipped by a lot of people's radars over the year. It originally released back in February. They were awesome enough to send us a copy of the game, as well as a spare one to give away on the show. So there's something for our listeners to keep an ear out for and send us an email and talk with us, is that you can get Hand of Fate for free. It is... the best way I can explain it is it's kind of like sitting down and playing a single player Dungeons and Dragons.
I heard single player Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, there's basically a dungeon master for the most part. He's the guy who handles all the cards and all of the storytelling and everything behind it. It is randomly done every game. Where
okay.
He will lay out a series of cards, and you'll have your deck of what can happen in the game.
Okay.
And you basically start the game, and you move from card to card, and each card has its own event behind it. Either you could run into a shopkeep, or you could run into a random battle of... They even have different cards to determine what you're going to be fighting.
Okay.
You could run into a shopkeeper. You could find, like, a maze, or there could be, like, a river that you have to cross, or a boulder comes falling down at you.
Okay.
Depending on what happens, if it's, like, if you find a shopkeeper, it goes into, like, an action RPG style game.
Okay.
or if you're fighting enemies, it goes into that action RPG style, where instead of sitting at a table and there's I'll just call him the dungeon master.
Sure.
The DM, instead of the DM being there, you go down into a real world, and it's a hack and slash action RPG where you have to either like fight off bandits or skeletons or something, or you go to a shop and you buy food or potions or new weapons and armor. If it's something like I ran into a maze that I would have to like walk through the maze, dodging all the traps and all the pitfalls and everything, and get to a treasure chest at the end with a reward. Or there were times where, like I mentioned, crossing a river, where four cards would come up on the screen and they have success, huge success, failure, and huge failure.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily going to be those four cards. Like, some of them were three successes and a failure, or one major success, two regular, and then one failure. I even had one where it was one heavy failure, two failures, and just one success.
Yeah.
And the four cards get mixed up and shuffled and spread out, and you have to pick one. And you can kind of keep an eye on which card is which. It is possible. It's tough. But I have about a 90% rate of picking the right card.
Okay.
So it is absolutely possible to know which is which, as long as you're paying attention to the right cards.
Okay.
Or if you keep an eye on which one lands on the top, and if it's one you want, following that one out, it's definitely doable. The cards that you can go through, they might have branching paths, or I found one that was kind of like a straight corridor of going down with the cards, but there were also ones to the left and right that might be like a treasure or a battle or something. And then you get to the end and you fight a boss to finish that scenario. And after that, you get rewards, new cards for future games. And they have the campaign, which you have to go through and fight, I believe it's nine different bosses through nine different scenarios.
Okay.
And I've even replayed some, and they are different.
Okay.
And, you know, you beat one, you move on to the next one. They also have an endless mode where you basically go until you die and see how long you can last.
Okay.
It is an absolutely awesome game. After playing it, I'm actually kind of pissed that this one slipped under my radar.
It was a Games with Gold, right?
No, it was never Games with Gold. It's a $20 game.
I remember us talking about it when it came out.
It was never Games with Gold, though. Trust me, if it was Games with Gold, I would have
it. Yeah, you would have it. I remember talking about this game when it came out, though.
I know when it came out, it was like, man, I should look into that and check it out, but I just never did because it came out. I couldn't afford it at the time.
I think I'm trying to remember what came out at the same, because there was something that came out at the same time, and I think that was what threw us off.
I don't know. Back in February, so
there was something. I don't remember.
I don't know if Pappy's even here.
Probably not.
Maybe he's pooping again.
Into his laundry.
Pappy is shitting in his laundry.
Could be.
It'd be funny if the call hung up and we had
no idea. It's possible.
Yeah, I guess we should check just to make sure.
I mean,
no, it's still going.
Yep, all right.
It's all right. He's still connected. But yeah, Hand of Fate, an absolutely fantastic original game.
Yes.
It is such a unique and original concept of mixing basic like storytelling of a D&D style game with card-based, I don't want to say card combat, but card gameplay.
Sure. You're
still talking?
Yes.
Okay.
See, he's still there.
There you go.
and real-time action sequences for the battles. It is such a cool idea. Again, I'm super bummed I missed it the first time around, but thanks to Defiant Development, I have been able to give it a shot now, And okay. One of you can also give it a shot now.
All you got to do is email us.
Yeah. Hand of Fate. We got it. Xbox One. Motherfuckers. You.
You.
Email us at...
What do you think of that game, Pappy?
Yeah. Yeah, Hand of Fate. It's a game. Xbox One. Parts.
Next game to talk about is WRC5 FIA World Rally Championship. It is developed by Kyloton Games and published by Big Ben Interactive and Maximum Games. Came out at the end of October, so a little bit behind on this, but it was recently Black Friday had a nice sale on Amazon for $29.99.
Okay.
Something like that. We got our review copy for the PS4, which surprised a lot of people that they saw me playing a game on the PS4.
Right.
They're like, hey, what are you doing playing on here?
Why are you on this thing?
And it actually led to me making a joke where I thought the heater kicked on.
Oh yeah, I saw that on your Facebook or something.
I was playing this game, a quick aside, playing the game, and I heard the heater kick on because we have our electric fireplace with our TV stand, and it has a fan. When it turns on, the fan blows and it heats the place up. It wasn't the heater, it was the PS4 fan.
Yep.
And you know how loud that heater can be.
Yep.
It is noticeable. It is something that you can hear kick on, and you know it's a heater.
Yeah.
It was the PS4.
It was the PS4.
That is how loud PS4 fans can be.
That's awesome.
But anyway...
At least you were toasty warm.
I had the window open because I'm always hot. I am always hot. Like, I'm hot.
Oh, you are always super smoking hot.
Always so hot.
I'm so hot. But WRC5, it is available on PS4 and Xbox One. Rally style racing. It's awesome. It's rally racing. If you're a fan of rally racing, it's really one of the only options right now. But it is definitely a solid option. The handling felt fantastic. Plenty of options to handle. My mind's going blank. To handle things like car damage, visual damage, camera angles, driving assists, braking assists, stuff like that. So a lot of customization.
Full fledged.
So it leans more towards arcade than pure sim. You could get a very sim experience out of it if you want, but it's not going to be 100% pure simulation.
Are there real world tracks, or is it just?
I believe they're real world because.
Are there any in North Carolina?
I have no idea.
Because I really want you to do a rally.
That's terrible.
It's just like a wet fart on this conversation.
The conversation killer.
Our apologies to the fine folks at Maximum Games for.
By the way.
The turn this conversation went.
Fuck.
Man.
That's hysterical.
Visually, it's a really nice looking game. The first few stages, rally stages, had you driving in like a snow-covered backwoods area. Beautiful game.
Nice.
Not as polished as something like Drive Club or Forza.
Okay.
But still gorgeous game. Just a lot of fun. And thankfully, you can turn off the co-driver.
Yeah.
Oh, where it'll be like, yo, there's a turn coming up on
check,
the right.
Turn two, check, turn four, check, turn two, check. Turn, two, check, turn.
Does he actually shut talk, the fuck up. Too?
Oh, the whole time. That's my least favorite part about rally games. Like, Dirt 2, I think Shiz was playing Dirt 2, and he couldn't find a way to turn off the co-driver. Like, oh, you poor bastard.
It's got to be an option to just throw the guy out the window.
In the first Forza Horizon, they had a rally expansion pack, and they had the co-driver shouting out commands. The first thing I did was look for a way to turn it off.
Makes sense.
I can understand the need for it, especially as a rally driver.
Yes.
Or if you're playing cockpit view and you can't see that far ahead.
Yep.
I like the chase camera, which that's one of my only complaints with the game is they have 5 distance settings for the chase camera, and they're basically all different variations of really close.
Wow.
Like 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches.
They have very close, close, middle, and then far, and then very far, and they're, it's like a 5-foot difference. It felt so negligible, but that's such a minor complaint.
Love that word.
That's very minor.
Negligible.
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 But yeah, the game is available now, $49.99 retail and download.
Not bad.
Worth picking up, especially if you're looking for a solid rally game. That honestly, there's not too many options, but thankfully they came through with a solid, solid choice. And it's a new development team, so rock on for them.
Always down to give new development teams some business.
Indeed. Next title is Rock Zombie by Quarter Nion Studio.
Oh, is this the beat 'em up?
Yeah, and published by Enjoy Up Games. It actually releases on December 4th, so tomorrow / today /
/ right now.
3 days ago, if you're listening on Bleeding Cool. It's not the greatest game in the world. It's rough. I believe it was only like a 1 or 2 man team that did it.
Uh-huh.
It was originally released for the, I believe, the Wii U or the Wii, which, like, given the game, it's fun. I'll say that. Visuals, they look pretty enough. The handling could be kind of touchy. There were like motorcycle stages in the game, and it took me a few tries to really get the handle of the controls there. Once you got it down, it was passable, but it not that great. The game, again, visually, it's not the greatest thing in the world. It has some issues, but it's still a dumb, fun time.
So this is the kind of game you need to be a little patient, and the fun will come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to do. There's like 16 stages in the game, which is ridiculous.
It's a lot.
It's a long game. A lot of variation in the stages. A lot of variation in the enemies. The characters, there's not much of variation. There's only 3 different characters. You are one of 3 females in a rock band where a mist enters your concert and turns everyone to zombies. And you just got to, like, destroy everything.
So now you have to live out the dreams of every popular rock group, and that's legally being allowed to kill your annoying fans. Yeah.
Chris was mad because at the end of the stage, the other 2 girls run up and catch up to you, and all of them had guitars. And he's like, what the fuck? Why can't one have a fucking mic stand?
Yeah, like something, like, realistically.
One of them's running around with just the old marching band strapped toms. No.
Yeah, like the Rototoms are like even just fucking dude. Like I said, like even if you think about the Ninja Turtles, okay, when you have a group of you want everybody to have like a different weapon, so you want them all to have their own like kind of like thing about them, and everybody runs up with guitars, and I'm like, all right, you're trying to make it a band, make one of them the bass player. They have more reach. You make one of them the drummer. They only have like the sticks. Drumsticks, but they attack faster. Like, you know what I mean? Like little variances like that, I feel, are slight missed opportunities.
Hey, Rock Zombies 2.
Maybe. Rock Zombie 2, you get to pick who you want, and they have different weapon abilities. And
maybe they're like a Japanese supergroup, and all the, you know, real instrumentalists were just a backing band.
so they actually have like, there's actually like 5 members of the band, and they all play guitar.
Yeah. It's like the Foo Fighters.
It's like the Foo Fighters.
How many guitarists are there now? Like 19?
19.
Well, Dave Grohl does what he wants, so 3.5.
Two guitar players, and then Dave Grohl.
And then the bassist.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl, who actually plays drums, sings, and plays guitar at the same time.
Right.
No, he's not hitting bass drum right now.
Oh.
With his foot.
Yeah, his broken foot. Yeah, it's the music, surprisingly. I was pleasantly surprised by the music in the game. Given it's a rock game, you kind of want some... I mean, it's generic rock music. It's not like it's a licensed soundtrack, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. It kept me going. There's some power-ups in the game. different combo attacks. It's solid.
It's a solid beat 'em up.
Yeah, like it's not going to win awards.
Beat 'em up.
It's not going to win awards, but it's worth the. I believe it's $7.99.
Ah, yeah.
So it's worth the $8.
Sure.
Give it a go. Give it a try. If you got nothing else going on, you could find some dumb fun there. And if you still aren't sold, guess what? We have codes to give away.
Truth.
So codes, free games.
Truth.
Free games, motherfuckers.
All you got to do is email us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Brief aside, talking about music for video games. You remember the Super Toy Cars?
Yes.
Yeah, that Spin Wires, that album, I have been playing the shit out of that album.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome. I especially love those two covers.
Good stuff.
I actually haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
Dude, the best Miley Cyrus cover ever.
What? What?
I don't think I heard that one.
Joe, you're the one who clued me in on it.
I know. I don't think I heard that song, though.
Yeah, they did We Can't Stop.
I can't stop.
No, we can't stop and we won't stop. No, Miley's
okay. Anyway. No,
They did I Love It, I Don't Care. I don't remember the artist, but yeah. It's just something interesting with that guy's growl, or you know, that rockabilly sound when him singing, you know, you're a 70s guy and I'm a 90s bitch.
Oh, I have to do that song.
Yeah.
Iconopop.
Yeah, check out the Spinwires version of that. It's pretty damn good.
Interesting.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I love it.
I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs.
I like the Buck Cherry cover of that song.
I did not understand that this song was
so fucking popular that bands were covering. Like I just figured it was just another shitty top 40s whatever.
It's
bullshit.
One of those songs that's more fun to cover than to actually listen to, I think.
Plus, Buck Cherry got to rename it to Fuck It. I don't care. Say fuck it. I don't care.
That's retarded.
Yeah,
hey, they released an EP called Fuck, where every song title had the word fuck in it.
That's even dumber.
Yeah.
It's fuck cherry.
Since we're talking about games that were given away, how about we talk about Super Party Sports Football, developed and published by Handy Games. They have more of a mobile focus. But
Which one was this?
It's first of all, football. This is not American football. This is football.
Okay.
Soccer.
Okay.
For you American plebs.
Okay.
You are a team of soccer players and you have to get the ball into the goal.
Oh, is this the one that I downloaded the mobile version of while you were playing it on the Xbox One?
I believe so. And you have to take out the opposing team.
Yeah.
You have to take out all members of the opposing team and then kick it into the goal.
Right.
It is 2D.
Yep.
It feels a lot like Angry Birds-ish. But instead of like just launch a bird into a platform and watch what happens, you need to have quick reflexes. You have a timer. You have to pass it from person to person, taking out the other team along the way. As you progress further in the game, they're going to add, instead of just normal players, they'll have bully players that can charge and take you out, and they take like two shots to take out. You're going to run into guys with helmets where you have to knock the helmet off and then hit them again. I ran into referees in the game where if they see you take someone out, you get a red card. And that player's removed. You can also take out the ref if you hit him from the back.
That's great.
Which is funny. I didn't have like super high expectations for it because it is a mobile port.
Right.
It actually controls better on console than it does on mobile.
I'm really curious to playing the console version as opposed to the mobile version because, one, the mobile version, if you like, so how much is the Xbox One version?
$4.99.
Okay.
So it is already stupidly cheap.
Okay.
Can't complain.
This game, I played it on the I played the mobile version while he was playing the Xbox One version. The mobile version, there was an advertisement after every round, And they weren't like 10-second advertisements. They were like 30-second advertisements.
Ouch.
Mobile-wise, it was annoying enough for me to not want to play the mobile version that I would consider paying the $5 to just play it on the Xbox.
Well, good thing we're talking about the Xbox One version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm bringing that up is, so the people that are just saying like, oh, there's a mobile version, I'll just play the mobile version. I would actually advise just spending the couple bucks and playing it on the Xbox.
Plus, you even said that the aiming was like really
difficult. The aiming was very difficult on the mobile version. So
yeah, on console, you just use the thumbstick, aim the direction you want to shoot the ball, and hit the A button to pass.
I like it. I like the game in general. Like, I enjoyed playing it.
We were laughing our asses off, too. When you kick a player, their head pops off. Like, I mean, it's not a bloody game. There's no blood or gore or anything. It's just you hit the player and the head pops off and rolls away.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought, and even just like the animations and stuff like that, I thought the animation was really well done. It's presented really, really well.
The visual style, it's bright, it's colorful. Yeah.
Oh, the extra costumes that you can get for your teams. I thought some of them were pretty cool.
Yeah, the stages, they have coins scattered around, and you could collect the coins, and you could buy. They have three different power-ups you could get. One is when you take out a player, it gives you an extra 3 seconds, or I believe a bully is 5 seconds. This one gold ball gives you extra time.
Okay.
There's another one, but I haven't used it yet just because I know the free one, you only get one free one. So I haven't even fucked with it yet.
Right.
Otherwise, you could use the coins to buy power-ups to help you in a stage if you're having trouble. Or you can save up and buy alternate costumes, which are ridiculous.
Yeah,
they have
some
like
of them are
mummy
great.
Wraps. I think the pink bunny costumes were our favorite.
Yeah, I like the pink bunny costume.
And I think I have enough to get that.
Nice.
Which I might.
I thought the tuxedos were kind of cool too.
So what other games do you have to cover?
I wasn't done yet.
I'm curious because I lost count because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I lost
I'm watching a live feed of the Game Awards.
Oh, well, there are two more after
I was
going
to say that we, like, how long does the Game Awards go until?
Oh, it just started. I mean, I'm a little upset. I've never paid attention to them, so I pulled up the whole, just the text, you know, where they're updating the winners and stuff. The fact that there are Esports Team of the Year, Esports Player of the Year, and Trending Gamer categories seems, like, I understand that you're going for the younger people, but that is, as a grumpy old man, that is just fucking retarded.
I can understand the esports stuff.
Do I care
if Total Biscuit or PewDiePie is the winner of the Trending Gamer award?
No, the Trending Gamer one could go fuck itself.
Trending Gamer.
But the esports teams, that shit's legit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
No, I'm all about giving recognition to esports, but
the important thing is that Telltale has announced they'll be doing a Batman game.
Oh.
I didn't want to hold that in any longer.
News
it was eating
bomb.
Me away.
Oh.
And Mortal Kombat X won Best Fighting Game.
Yeah, there's some Mortal Kombat X news to talk
we
about.
We have a lot of news to go
in
over. And I'm assuming we're going to have to pull up like the stream because I'm almost positive there's supposed to be like a lot of news being dropped at the Video Game Awards.
I'm following Twitter. You know, I got Dale and Hamza and that. So they're keeping me updated as we...
Okay, well, save that shit for later and not while we're doing the whole talk.
Running out of attention span.
You told me to talk about games, so fuck you. I'm doing the talk about games section.
Talk faster.
But Super Party Sports, again, it's only $5. Absolutely worth picking up. My only complaint is that some of the shots require some finesse of, like, perfect aiming and perfect speed. And the analog controls make it kind of tough to get a perfect smaller speed than you want. You'll probably spend an extra second or two more than you want trying to line up a perfect shot, and then you have to reload the stage. But for the most part, it is absolutely worth the $5. It is so goddamn fun. In the same vein, 10 Tons Limited, your guys behind Crimson Land.
Okay.
They are releasing a new game on the 9th. Oh, Super Party Sports Football is on the 4th, so that's, again, pretty much available now while you're hearing this. Baseball Riot is available on the 9th, again, for only $4.99.
Cool.
And if you are familiar with 10 Tons Limited and their previous games, they released a game called Tennis in the Face, where it is basically, again, what'd you say?
In the face.
Yeah, I was hoping they would call this one Baseball in the Face. Like, In the Face is such a good name.
Yeah.
Like, Football in the Face, Golf in the Face. Missed opportunity.
It's okay.
It is, again, it's not an actual sports game. It is more like a 2D puzzler game. Instead of, like, Super Party Sports, where it can stretch across multiple screens or multiple screen lengths,
okay,
this is all confined to basically one screen, and it is all about aiming your baseball shots to take out, fans and players that are hopped up on an energy drink that have turned them evil and insane. You have to take them all out and collect stars.
Okay.
And you have a limited number of shots. If you take out 3 enemies in one shot, you get a free shot.
Okay.
So you can earn extra balls. It's very physics-based, kind of like Angry Birds. So if you hit one guy, you can knock him down into someone else.
Okay.
And take out other guys. You have to... You know, there's angled stages where you have to hit it at a perfect angle to bounce it off 4 different things to hit a couple of guys and a star. It is definitely a game where you have to think.
Okay.
And you have to line up the shots perfectly. You have to get the perfect angle, perfect everything. And once you take everyone out and you get your 3 stars and you still have balls remaining, it is such an awesome feeling.
Like, in which regard?
In that you feel that sense of accomplishment.
Okay. I wanted to see where you were going with that.
Feeling balls is fantastic.
When you have extra balls, it feels
Chris,
really...
Chris would not know about
I
that.
I would not. That's why I wanted to see where you were going with it.
So you know, we might check to 1.
I wasn't originally going for any testicle jokes, but...
I'm actually kind of disappointed in you.
Sorry.
Chris is the Lance Armstrong of video games journalism.
I figure you...
God damn it.
I figure you are the testicle joke of this show.
I really am. Single-handedly.
Single-baldly.
Single-baldly.
And again, 10 Ton, they're only charging $5 for this game. There are 8 worlds, and each world has, like, 10 different stages in it.
I'm still very mad that there's a lot of achievements that I can't fucking get on Crimson Land.
The achievements in Baseball Riot might be equally infuriating depending on how far you get. Instead of, like, beat World 1, beat World 2, shit like that,
okay,
there are 16 achievements. There are 2 for each world where you have to accomplish a certain task in that world.
Okay.
Like, for... World 1, there was one to take out 5 guys with 1 shot.
Okay.
Or in World 2, there was one to get 2 stars on every stage.
All right.
There's one where you have to get 5 headshots with 1 shot. Or, like, World 6 has collect 3 stars on every stage.
Ooh.
So you have to actually earn them, and it, you could probably beat the game. It's possible to beat the game and not get any.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I mean, it's very unlikely because really, you know, some of them are just
some of them
easy
are pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, between Baseball Riot and Super Party Sports Football, that's $10 that you absolutely should spend.
Yeah, $10 for 2 games,
they're,
too.
They're $5 each. They're stupidly fun. They're stupidly replayable. You know, it's all about earning 3 stars in Baseball Riot or getting 3 cups in Super Party Sports Football based on your time, improving your time, getting better scores.
Leaderboards.
I mean, fuck yeah, leaderboards. It's just so good. Good
stuff.
Good stuff. Final game to talk about. Kung Fu Panda Showdown of the Legendary Legends. It is available now on, I believe, pretty much everything. It is developed by Vicious Cycle and published by Little Orbit, who have previously hooked us up with Adventure Time.
Oh, nice.
And it is Smash Brothers.
Yeah, straight up, it's Smash Brothers.
It isn't as polished as Smash Brothers because Nintendo is godlike in their creation of games, but this is an awesome Smash Brothers clone.
Clone, yeah.
I would honestly put this above PlayStation Battle Royale.
What kind of characters?
You know, actually, I would have to agree.
They're all characters from Kung Fu Panda, so you have, like, I don't know all the characters.
Oh, okay, so, but they just stacked it.
There's 20 characters.
Yeah, there's 20 characters.
Holy shit. I didn't know there were 20 characters in Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Well, don't they have a TV show now?
I think so.
And did they pull from 3 as well?
I would assume so, yes. I know there's a baby Poe in the game.
Yep.
There's, like, a female panda. There was
a bunch. There was a lot.
There were a ton. And I believe they have, I think, 4 more DLC.
Yeah.
2 or 4 more. 2 characters are free. I know that. They have 2 stages for DLC. They're not showing up on the Xbox One. I don't know why.
They'll get there eventually.
But they are on the 360. They are on the PS4. It's so surprisingly fun. I didn't know it was a Smash Brothers game going in. I knew it was a fighting game, but I thought it was going to be like a Street Fighter style fighting game.
2D,
just
one-on-one.
And the fact that it is literally Smash Brothers. They have the percentage. You start at 100% health, and the lower you get, the easier it is to knock you off. You have to knock them off the sides of the screen, the top, the bottom. You know, it's not you get to 0 health and you die. It's Smash Brothers.
It's Smash.
You
got
to knock them off. They have different power-ups you could pick up and use. Kind of like the assist trophies or Pokeballs, they have other characters that you pick up a token and throw it, and they have the little grasshopper will do like a big spinning attack in one area, or someone will like hit a gong that shoots everyone flying. Someone plays a guitar and puts everyone to sleep.
Yeah.
They have awesome moves where after you fill up a gauge, it's basically like a final smash.
Yeah.
Where it nearly guarantees you kills.
Right.
They have a bunch of different modes, which surprised me. They have timed and stock, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They have an all-you-can-eat mode where as you beat people up, they drop food and you pick it up, and whoever has the most food at the end wins. Like, everyone starts with 100.
That's interesting.
Everyone starts with 100, so dying doesn't matter.
Right.
It's all about collecting that food. They have, like, a King of the Mountain one where there's a sun that you have to... You pick it up and collect, and if someone hits you hard enough, you drop it.
Right.
And whoever holds it the longest wins. But there's also another twist on that where when you pick up that sun, you can't attack.
Oh. Ooh. So it's almost like...
It's like being Zen.
I like it.
So you got to play run and hide, basically.
That's kind of neat.
This game surprised the shit out of me with how much is there, how much there is to do, the fact that there's 20 characters.
That's a lot of characters.
12 different stages. They have an online mode.
Oh.
It's just surprising how much content there is. It retails for $50. It came out on the 1st. It's cool. And they have a free trial on the Xbox One. From what I've been told, there is no time limit to it.
Nice.
And you can earn achievements.
On the trial?
Yeah.
What?
There are, I believe you only have 2 characters. And
okay.
And it might be a limited number of stages. There's no online either.
Okay.
Or wait, I think someone said there might be online, but there's no story mode. No arcade mode. But even still, so much content on a free trial.
Yeah,
right. The least you could do is try it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
And if you don't have a Nintendo platform and you're dying for a Smash Brothers game, give it a shot.
It's a good clone. It's a very good clone.
It's definitely worth worth trying out at the very least. I would recommend it for sure.
I dig it.
And whoever they have doing the voice of Kung Fu Panda, of Po, is the greatest Jack Black impersonator on the planet.
It's actually Jack Black using his pseudonym.
Surprisingly, it's not. Like, I know, because Jack Black, he doesn't do the cartoons. He didn't do any of the video games, but the guy sounds like Jack Black. Like, normally they get sound-alikes that kind of sound like them. This dude fucking nails Jack Black.
Maybe they should just get him for the movies, too. Cheaper.
It'd be way cheaper.
But yeah, those are the six games, and we have codes for four of them.
Nice.
So, WRC5 and Kung Fu Panda, we do not have codes for, but they are both worth picking up. And then Hand of Fate, Rock Zombie, Super Party Sports Football, and Baseball Riot, we all have codes for. And we can hook you people up with the codes.
I may have to send an email in.
Indeed. The smlpodcast@gmail.com. But I think it's time for news.
I think it still counts if I email in, right?
Maybe.
We'll see.
Depends on how many episodes you're going to miss.
Yeah, that's true.
The important news is that Shaq Fu, Legend Reborn, has released a teaser trailer. Yeah,
I want to see it. I want to see it. I know that they're doing, like, that's one of the things for tonight.
Yeah, yeah. That's already out.
I know one of the big things that leaked earlier today is Mortal Kombat X, the second season of characters was released.
So
was leaked early.
Okay, so I have a good friend of mine that is a huge Mortal Kombat fan, and he said earlier today, he's like, they're announcing Mortal Kombat characters. There's one character in particular that if they don't announce this character, I'm snapping my disc.
Is it Baraka?
No.
Who?
Smoke. He's snapping his disc.
It's dead silence. Everyone's like, who the fuck cares about?
He's snapping his disc.
Is he actually going to go through with it?
Maybe.
Is he no? What do you mean maybe?
Maybe. I'll read the leaked press release.
Okay.
Today, Warner Brothers Interactive confirmed the four new playable characters coming to Mortal Kombat X in Combat Pack 2 as downloadable content in the first quarter of 2016. The new guest characters include Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's fucking awesome!
And Xenomorph from Alien.
What the fuck, dude? Like, what are they doing?
I'm sorry, but your friend, it's like, if he's not excited by that, he'd rather have smoke, then he can fucking snap his disc.
So, Mortal Kombat X will officially have Alien versus Predator. Keep that in mind. Alien versus Predator in video game form.
In a fighting game form. Yeah. In good fighting game form.
This is where, a good game.
This is where they need to get Freddy back, because they already have Jason. And now they're going to have Leatherface.
Dude, fucking Leatherface. Like,
yeah. Also,
Leatherface is probably the one that's way more interesting to me. Because when you think Mortal Kombat, like, fucking Leatherface.
Fucking Chainsaw.
Like, holy.
I'm trying to figure out what other moves, though, other than the chainsaw.
What else do you need?
He's got a fucking chainsaw.
And the trailer for it, like...
Oh, I didn't see the trailer.
Oh, it was pretty cool. Like...
Can you... Well, I'll have to pull...
I don't know if you can pull it up, because, like, everywhere pulled it down. Because it's like, don't fucking show this. Additional characters include classic Mortal Kombat character Bo Rai Cho.
Wait, but he was in the campaign.
Huh?
He was in the campaign.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the campaign.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be in the game.
So why the fuck isn't there smoke?
And a new character called Triborg.
Is he a tribal cyborg?
Series favorites Cyrax, Sector, and Robot Smoke return in the form of new combatant Triborg.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Do things scare me?
No, because they have smokes in the campaign.
Human smoke.
Right. So why the fuck can't I play as human smoke?
Dude, so is Baraka and Rain.
Yeah, and, like, what the fuck?
Well, there's been talk of an actual campaign pack of characters coming as well.
Well, they
so
fucking
maybe
better.
That'll happen.
They fucking better.
I'm saying what's in Combat Pack 2.
Yeah, dude, they're trying to just stretch this out, make the game last for 3 years. That's
instead
all.
Of having a new one come out every fall.
Yeah. I'd rather they do it this way than fucking Mortal Kombat, you know, 11 in 6 months.
Yeah, but in the same regard, like, holy shit, like, the models are already there. Like, they're like,
Joe said, I mean, I'll even go more firmly. At some point, they're going to release a campaign pack. I mean, it would be stupid not to take advantage and make some more money.
Ed Boon teased it when the game first came out.
Yeah.
So, chill.
Why can't they do it now?
Chill, bitch.
I want it now.
I want cake now.
Speaking of fighting games, a new Killer Instinct character,
ooh.
Shadow Jago.
He's not new.
He's redone. Like, he is his own unique character now. And for only the third time, he's going to be available.
When?
On the 14th. And he's going to be available for 1 month.
Remind me in like 3 weeks.
Although people who already either bought him previously or got that the day one version Xbox
yeah.
Live Gold, they have access to him now.
Now.
But yes, right. He will be on sale for 1 month only, and they said we don't know if we're going to make him for available again in the future. It's only been available to buy
twice.
Once officially to buy the character. Otherwise, he was just available as a download perk with Xbox Gold.
Right.
But he was only available to buy once previously. And now they're making him his own fleshed out character and not just a skin.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
So anyhow.
You have a month, so... Capcom has confirmed that the whole Resident Evil remaster, Resident Evil 2 remaster going around.
It's legit.
It's not just legit, but it is a remake and not a remaster. So from the ground up, complete remake of the game.
So they're going to change storyline.
Who knows? But it's not just going to be the old game prettied up.
Okay.
A fun game was rated for the Xbox One in Taiwan.
A what?
A fun game.
It's called a fun game?
It's called Rocket League.
Yay!
It was leaked out that it was rated for the Xbox One, and they've been talking about some kind of Rocket League news on the Game Awards tonight. So.
And can I spoil that? It just won Best Independent Game.
Nice.
Yo, that's solid. That's good.
Congrats to them. And then the other bit of news that I had written down is there is a hidden mode in Just Cause 3.
A hidden mode?
Yes.
Dance off.
What's that one meme that goes around? Doge? Doge?
Oh, yeah. So wow.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Much explode. Well, if you rescue a dog in the game and lead it across a road to a doghouse, you unlock Doge mode for Just Cause 3.
I think it's Doge.
Doge. No. Okay. Well, every time that you, like, shoot someone or blow something up, you just get text pop up on the screen that says, like, much pew-pew or very violence.
That sounds
I need to see this. Like,
it looks so stupidly funny.
I want to see
and
it.
And it's so point, like, it doesn't effectively change the game. It just makes it dumber.
I like dumber.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, I like dumber. I'm okay with dumber.
So yeah, that's all the news and shit that I had written down.
Since you have that Twitter feed.
All right. You want me to go through what's happened so far?
Let's go through what's happened so far.
So I'll announce the winners so far. Trendy Gamer is Greg Miller. Esports Game of the Year.
I like Greg Miller.
Esports Game of the Year, Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Of course.
Esports Team of the Year, Optic Gaming.
Okay.
Most Anticipated Game, No Man's Sky. Best Multiplayer, Splatoon.
Ooh.
Best Sports/Racing Game, Rocket League.
Yo.
Best Family Game, Super Mario Maker. Best Fighting Game, Mortal Kombat X. And, yeah, Best Narrative, Her Story. And Best Independent Game, Rocket League. Those are the winners as of right meow.
Okay, we're asking about news, not winners.
Shaq Fu, Legend Reborn, has been announced. Well, has been teased. It's coming to the Wii U. No release.
Fucking, God damn it, Shaq Fu. Like, really? Yeah. Like, right now, it's like, yeah, let's fucking release a new Shaq Fu game. We're only going to do it on the Wii. But
mostly because, yeah. Well, I didn't say only. Game, actually, about a young
acrobat who runs away from his family's circus. What is this? To become a psychic secret agent. A game where every level is set inside someone's mind. Is that Psychonauts? They literally fight their demons and
wrestle their nightmares. It's a game with surprises and action and fun and a couple of weird parts and some jokes in there. A game called Psychonauts. And now I'd like to make another one, and I need your help.
They're going to make Psychonauts 2?
No, he's publicly announcing a crowdfund request. And G4 TV listed the best Xbox games of that generation. Psychonauts was their number 6. It sold a couple hundred thousand copies, went out of print, and then faded off into the sunset forever. Or so it seems. In 2011, we got the rights to the game back. We updated it, republished it, and in the last 5 years, it's actually sold double what it did in the first 5 years. So instead of fading away, the power of Psychonauts has only grown. Yeah, so anyhow, he's announced that he's going to try and crowdfund another Psychonauts, which is weird. But
how is that weird?
I don't know. It's... You would think the game is popular enough that he could have just, you know, fucking gone to a studio and done it.
Well, Double Fine aren't millionaires. They're still an indie studio.
Yeah, but still, you don't think Xbox would have been like, hey, we will find a way to make this work.
Well, maybe he wants to do it his way instead of working with someone.
The only big announcements I've seen so far is what you just played, Shaq Fu, and Telltale is doing a Batman game. Those are the big ones.
Which, still, Telltale doing a Batman game
is pretty baller. And apparently they showed world premiere trailers of Far Cry Primal and Quantum Break.
Yeah. But Quantum Break. Anything else in the news, or we want to get to what else people were playing?
Well, that was everything I had written down.
Okay.
What did you guys write down?
Right. I played a video game.
What'd you play?
I played some Fallout 4.
That is a video game.
So, I did. I've been getting back into the Xbox Fitness thing, and yesterday I decided to change it up a little bit. Instead of just doing the workouts, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping, all of that crap, I did Xbox Fitness MOSA Dance.
And,
Xbox Fitness MOSA, M-O-S-S-A, that's the brand. Dance. And I learned two things yesterday. One is it's an incredibly good workout. I was actually panting and sweating more than I do when I just go for a run. And number two, I am very, very white.
Yeah, we know.
Like, you know how the Xbox, you know, with the Kinect, it shows you, you know, so you can see how your motions are matching up with the people on the screen, you know, as they're showing you the workout. I looked like a robot learning how to control its limbs. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did the workout. I'm going to do it again. It was a lot of fun, but I'm glad as fuck I live alone and nobody saw that.
I'm glad I live alone.
I'm glad you live alone too.
Other than that, I played a laser pew pew game yesterday. It was fun.
Laser pew pew game.
Pew pew.
Am I allowed to talk about it, Joe, since I played it on Steam?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I played a game yesterday.
You just can't show videos of the Xbox version.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, fuck, I'm interviewing the guy tomorrow.
Starpoint Gemini 2. They were nice enough to give us a Steam code that I utilized, and used the controller instead of the keyboard, which took away about according to the tutorial, 8,000 shortcut keys. And it's a 360-degree outer space combat simulator sandbox, and it's huge, and there's a shit ton of stuff to do, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, I remember showing Chris. I was like, yeah, this is where I am now. Let me zoom out. Here's the map, and you're like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, no, let me go to the corner.
Yeah.
And you, Jesus Christ. And then I went to the bottom corner.
It's huge.
It's honestly, it's like GTA in outer space.
Yeah,
like,
and then I went to the other half of the map that I haven't even looked at yet. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
It just keeps going. Like,
I was bad at it, and I wasn't huge on the voice acting personally, but even just playing an hour of the campaign, there is so much to do. If you dig, you know, 360-degree, like, flight, you know, any kind of flight simulator, any kind of where you get to control your own ship, this is – you're going to love this fucking game. Like, there's just – I spent, like, 5 or 10 minutes mining asteroids.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, because I
blow those fuckers up.
Yeah. Then I tried to do campaign mode step 2 of, you know – literally, like, I did the first thing, I went to the second thing, and got murdered. Oh, go investigate this ship. Oh, there's 8 pirates. Oh, I'm dead. Let's go mine some more asteroids.
Nice.
But it was fun. It was legitimately fun. I'm not sure how much I'm going to play it in the future, simply because it wasn't made for a controller. The Steam. Obviously, the Xbox port's going to be a little better on that, but there's just so much shit going on. Like, I had to constantly jump back into the controller tutorial, basically. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? What button does this shit?
Oh, man. Good times.
But other than that, no, I haven't played shit. Although, I did some Don't Starve over the weekend. Don't Starve Together. And, Chris, if you're into it and you got Skype, I'm thinking about doing that as my play on Wednesday.
I have rehearsal Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, but I do. Now let me ask you this. So I have, like, if I have the regular version of Don't Starve, do I just get the multi?
No. So, actually, if you buy Don't Starve Together, you would have gotten a free copy of Don't Starve.
Oh, because I only have Don't Starve. I don't have Don't Starve Together.
Together, yeah. No, Don't Starve Together is the multiplayer version.
Okay, I don't have that version. I have the
original.
Anyhow,
I need to hook up with you some Wednesday when you're free. I want to do Rocket League with you.
Oh yeah. I'm so down for that.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be out for Xbox One soon.
Yeah, but I can't stream on Xbox One.
Sure you can. You go.
I won't stream on Xbox
You
One.
Snap Twitch.
I have a YouTube channel.
No, you don't have a YouTube channel. Kat has a
YouTube channel.
You can
She's
do
a better
your
boss
own
than you.
Streaming.
She's a better boss than you. She doesn't threaten to fire me every episode.
Well, good news. Next week is just going to be me and Chris.
Oh, gee, for fuck's sake. I don't even know if I can give a more, like, give-up-y sigh.
Oh, that was great.
Anyway, right, so, we're creeping up on 2 hours here. So.
Chris, what are you playing?
I actually mentioned it earlier in the show. I started messing around with Planetside again. I installed Rare Replay. One of these days, I'll fucking launch it.
Siege.
I want to buy Siege. I want to play Just Cause. I want to play the new Tomb Raider. I really want to play the new fucking Assassin's Creed. Because I've been hearing nothing but amazing things about it.
Wait, and I bought Wasteland 2 since it was $30.
Oh, nice.
Look forward to playing it in February.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of games that I would like to play, but I don't have the opportunity to purchase or play them yet. Because I know that you have a lot of these games as well. But,
yeah.
But I also always feel guilty if I were to go out there and steal the TV and play one of your games.
You could always bring it in here and play.
I don't know what games you have disc versions of.
Assassin's Creed and Tomb Raider.
So I'm probably going to borrow Assassin's Creed after we're done with the podcast.
But right. Since Pappy mentioned Wasteland 2, there is something I kind of got to do.
What's that?
Mr. Thomas Beakers of In Exile Entertainment, the makers of Wasteland, is a Seattle Seahawks fan. They played the Steelers.
You made a bet.
And I casually was like, hey, what say if the Steelers win, you come on the podcast? He's like, well, I would need to get an okay from a boss. But that didn't need to happen.
Because the Steelers lost.
And even
so what,
though,
so
even
what
though
was his terms?
He didn't really have any terms, and I don't know if he officially like agreed on anything because we didn't know if he would be able
his
to do the show
was
or not.
If the Seahawks won, Joe had to fuck off.
No, I said that I would pretty much unabashedly praise the amazing and wonderful Seahawks, who played a fantastic game. They put the Steelers to shame with their incredible athleticism, their takeaway abilities. And you got to give all the credit in the world to Richard Sherman, who is literally untouchable as a human being. I mean,
so
it,
this
it,
ends.
Huh?
Are you, you'll have more to say about this.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, Richard Sherman is so untouchable. The laws of gravity defy him. He defies laws of gravity. He defies the laws of football, because this is a man who is so amazingly talented and wonderful at the game that I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that he could pull out a gun and murder someone and he would not get a flag for pass interference. That is how good he is.
So basically, to wrap up this podcast, I'm going to go eat. Chris is going to play Assassin's Creed and you're going to go shower.
Because I feel filthy?
You feel filthy?
Yes. Thank you for getting the joke.
Yeah, it was a good game. It really was a good game. The Steelers, they fucked up.
Didn't we have an email?
Oh, fuck, we did.
Dude, I'm starving over here.
Okay, hang up, Pappy. Fuck off.
All right. Hey, love you guys.
Fuck off.
Bye, Pappy.
Uneaten Lake sent us an email.
See, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Regarding episodes 140 and 141. Yeah, okay. I had all intents of getting to it, and I just forgot because Pappy's in a hurry.
And look at who remembered.
Indeed.
I remembered.
But he emailed us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Which you can do. And you can get free games.
Just like Uneaten Lake has done in the past. But he writes to us saying, great shows. Thanks for giving us something to listen to Thanksgiving weekend.
You're welcome.
It was cool listening to you guys talk about Night City Assault with Robert from Extra Mile Games. It was. And please, by all means, go help fund that game. We have tweeted out the link to it twice already. I'll probably do it again.
Go for it.
Because he was cool enough to put our podcast logo on his page with a quote from
me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we're on a Kickstarter page.
Yay!
After listening to the audio tracks, I headed over and bought into their Kickstarter. Awesome.
Cool.
We did our job.
Cool.
We got one person to back it. So rock on.
It's better than no people's.
Thanks to you. I really hope they meet their Xbox One stretch goal. 26 days to go, and they need about 18 grand at this point.
I think it's possible.
Doable.
Yeah.
They could do it. I believe in them.
I'm going to have to look and see how they are on that, because that's definitely one that I would consider kickstarting. I feel kind of burnt from Kickstarter, so I haven't really been doing them.
Yeah.
But the animation,
I would definitely like to chip in a few bucks as well. I want to see this game happen.
Yeah, dude, the animation style was really, really cool. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was very fluid, and that's one of my favorite things about it. Like when you did that. The test thing, it was great. I like beat 'em up, so mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking sure.
And an open world beat 'em up,
yeah,
reminds me of the days of River City Ransom.
Yeah.
Rock Zombie in the game you can't really talk about sound like fun. I'm always up for new idea to Xbox games. I just hope they don't price them over $12. Well, it's not. And even better, guess what? You're gonna get Rock Zombie. There you go. There's your present. You emailed us. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get an email before you hear this, but you're getting Rock Zombie.
You're getting Rock Zombie.
I just hope they don't price them over 12 bucks. That's kind of my breaking point with blindly buying ID at Xbox games. I think I own most of them except for a few games that require couch co-op at this point.
That's fair.
True. People who don't have many people to play with.
There's a lot of those games that I actually thoroughly enjoy. but I literally only have one controller.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a great reason why Night Squad as a free game with gold is such a great idea, because a lot of people might not have picked it up otherwise.
Not to mention the fact that at least that one has online support. So,
yeah,
I mean, that one, it was free and you can play with other people online. So, yeah, there's no reason not to play it.
You guys were talking about depressing movies, and I'm curious, what is the most depressing movie you've ever seen? Too bad Pappy.
Too bad Pappy's not here. The most depressing movie I've ever seen. Ever? I mean, Schindler's List is pretty high on there. Because that was what brought that whole fucking conversation.
Old Yeller's up there for me. Like, watching that as a kid, that's such a kick in the stomach as a kid. But the movie's called Old Yeller. They're gonna murder the dog?
Yeah.
His life, kid.
I mean, I think I covered most of the ones that I really didn't like because The Happening made me depressed, because that was a fucking horrible goddamn movie.
I think he means movies that, like, the actual movie, not the quality of the movie.
Okay.
I still think The Mist is a great choice.
You have to also realize I'm not a huge movie guy.
I don't think you'd watch The Mist anyway. It's kind of horror-y.
I'm just not a fan of movies.
Have you seen The Mist? Do you know what it's about?
No.
Do you care if I spoil the ending?
No.
Okay. Basically, it is a group of people who get trapped in a supermarket as a mist rolls into town, and there's
supermarket?
Yeah, and there's these monsters in the mist that no one could see, but if you go into the mist, they get you. Well, near the end of the movie, these people decide to make a break for it. They get into the car. It's a father, his son, and two of the other people, and they run out of gas, and they realize that there's nothing they could do. They're going to die, and there are three bullets.
God damn it.
Were there more bullets? But they make the decision that someone's got to kill the others and then themselves. So the guy, the main character, kills the two adults and then kills his son and then is about to turn the gun on himself, and help arrives. Like, the military shows up. The mist clears. There's all these monster carcasses. It's not that there were only three bullets. It's that
he was about to, and
he was going to kill himself, and it was over.
Fuck.
So this dude needs to live on with the memory that he murdered his child.
Oh, that's horrible.
Even worse is, in the beginning, one of the women in the supermarket says that she's going to try to go for help. And everyone's like, you're crazy to be going out. You don't know what's out there. And at the very end, she's in one of the military trucks. Recognizes him in waves. Like, you could have been
safe. You could have been safe.
Fuck. You went with her. But instead, you just killed your child.
Fuck, dude, that's so... Oh, that's brutal. That's really brutal. Yeah.
It's so good.
Fuck, man.
It is the biggest downer of an ending.
Ugh. I don't know. I see, like, again, I don't... That seems like it would be, like, a pretty crazy, like, good ending to a movie. Depressing, but, you know, fitting. Yeah, dude, like,
spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of movies. I wouldn't even know what to suggest. I mean, like, American Beauty? I mean, like even though I love that movie, like, I guess the end could be pretty that could be pretty depressing. I mean, it depends on which character's point of view you're looking at it from, but for the most part, yeah, it's pretty depressing. It's definitely not a happy ending. So,
Thora Birch's titties, though.
Sure.
Big.
I mean,
titties.
The dude, like, Kevin Spacey got shot in the fucking head, so.
Yeah, but Thora Birch is hot.
Okay. I thought that movie was a comedy. Like, I'd like.
Really?
Yeah. Go rewatch it and think of it as a comedy.
Huh.
No bullshit, dude. Like, I've watched that movie and laughed my ass off, like, every time.
Hmm.
Like, every time. It's just the sheer absurdity of the movie in certain spots. Like,
I could see that.
It, like,
anyway, he winds up the email with, "By the way, where the fuck is Mike Micah at?" I mean, really, he keeps saying he'll get on soon, but nothing. Mike Micah, where the fuck you at? Where you at, sucker? Where you at, bitch?
I don't know. I haven't talked to those guys.
I'm getting excited because Mike Micah was giving out some codes on Facebook for iDarb
soundtracks.
iDarb, and when it's available, the DLC.
Oh, the DLC.
So maybe the DLC is getting close.
I hope so. I want to see what they're going to do with this, because where do you go from iDarb? Like, I don't know. I want to know what they're going to do. So
you go crazy.
Apparently, that's the only logical thing to do.
But for us, we're going to go away.
I'm gonna try some Assassin's Creed.
I'm going to eat. And then football's on.
Assassin's Creed. Hopefully there isn't anything other, like, any other big news from the Video Game Awards that we're just skipping over right now.
Oh, there's
going to
be something huge. And
there's going to be something retarded that we're just going to
miss it out. It's like, let's see.
Like, 20 minutes after we're done recording, it's just going to be like, everybody in the universe gets a free Tiger R-Zone. We're just going to be like, fuck!
I should do one last quick check, I guess, to see if there's... Get this as up to the minute as possible with news. Ooh, this is neat. Shadow Complex Remastered released for free on PC.
Wait, what? Which one was Shadow Complex?
The 360 game.
Shadow Complex.
Oh my god, this could be nuts. I need to watch the video for this, but I think we're going to end the show with this news here. Get ready. These are our final words for the week. Introducing Rock Band VR for Oculus Rift.
Wait, what?
We'll be right back.
something beyond control in that room.
We'll be right back.